With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Gas prices have surged because of the Iran conflict, but economist Steve Moore believes they may soon be on their way back down.
We're going to see for the next couple of weeks maybe the oil price at that level. And then as we start to see these disruptions in the global oil supply chains reduced, I think you'll see oil flow right back down to the, you know, the $3 range that we were seeing a few months ago.
Moore, with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent set to meet with China's vice premier in Paris for 2 days, starting tomorrow.
The trade talks will set the stage for President Trump's upcoming visit to Beijing at the end of the month. During a meeting last year, Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to a one-year truce in a trade war that temporarily saw back-and-forth tariffs soar to triple digits before the two sides climbed down.
There are charges for the man who sold the gun to the Old Dominion University shooter.
The Justice Department has charged Kenya Chapman, who they say sold a gun to Old Dominion University shooter Muhammad Jallo, despite Jallo's previous conviction in a terrorism case, where Jallo was accused of attempting to aid the Islamic State extremist group.
That is correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. Southwest Airlines is making some major changes at two airports. Here's correspondent Bill Alexander.
Southwest will discontinue service to Chicago O'Hare Airport and Washington Dulles International Airport this year, discontinuing service to both airports on June 4th. An airline representative said that the decision was made as part of its ongoing efforts to refine its network. Southwest said it will continue to operate flights out of Midway International Airport in Chicago and Reagan National Airport outside Washington.
That is Bill Alexander, and this is SRN News. Michael Harrington has a report on some of the findings in a new study of Generation Z.
There have been reports of revival amongst America's youngest adults, but if that's true, then there apparently needs to be a corresponding surge in discipleship. According to the latest from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 1% of Gen Z has a biblical worldview. In fact, the CRC concludes that just 4% of all Americans possess a biblical worldview, and older people are much more likely than the young to have one. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a host of new studies, marriage and family are in decline in the USA. 60 years ago, about 72% of adults were married, and more than 90% would go on to marry. Today, 46% of adults are unmarried, and half of those are not even interested in dating. Population forecasters project about 25% of millennials and 33% of Generation Z will never marry. This is SRN News. President Trump on Friday signed a pair of executive orders aimed at showing his commitment to improving home affordability, a key issue for many voters, heading into November's midterm elections.
Under the first order, the federal government would reduce its own housing regulatory burdens and create incentives for best practices by state and local governments, with the goal of making it easier for builders to construct more homes. The second order would reduce the regulatory burdens tied to mortgages and make it easier for smaller community banks to provide home loans. The executive orders show how the Trump administration is seeking to put more of a policy emphasis on the importance of home ownership. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Home sales rose last month as buyers took advantage of easing mortgage rates and an increase in available pre-owned homes leading into the springtime home buying season. Home prices continued to rise last month, albeit slowly. The national median sales price increased by 0.3% in February from a year ago. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.